Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
Frankly, if you're overloaded and life's too busy, then you're going to be overcommitted. You're going to be underconnected in your key relationships, and it's just not going to work. And we know this, but yet we keep living in what is called crisis mode living.
Wait, where are you going? I was going to make espresso.
Feels like an Arby's night.
Why do you keep staring at me?
This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
Parenting isn't easy, but it's terribly rewarding. And today on the Homeward broadcast, you're going to hear part two of my conversation with Dr. Jim Burns on what we consider to be the Homeward Guide to Parenting. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. Dr. Jim Burns has written extensively and exclusively about parenting and family issues for the past 30 years or so. All of Jim's books that are available in print right now are available in our Homeward Online Resource Center. If you want to learn more about improving the quality of your marriage or improving the relationships you have with your kids, even teaching your kids about sex and sexuality and sexual purity, visit our online resource center today if you're not there already at homeward.com. Just remember, homeward.com. Welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh, playing interviewer today. Once again, as we're into part two, our continuing conversation on some practical principles from Jim's brand new book called 10 Building Blocks for a Solid Family, The Homeward Guide to Parenting. Everything you ever wanted to know about parenting in two complete half-hour radio broadcasts. And Jim, it's fun to have this conversation with you.
It is, but I'm not sure it's everything we wanted to know, but it is everything I know in some ways. What happened was, Roger, I wanted to write a book on healthy families and on solid families. I mean, what makes these people? Because a lot of times I had been spending a lot of my time talking about the negative side.
Sure.
And so I started studying solid families and came up with 10 traits of healthy families that blew my socks off. And I didn't find one perfect family, and our family sure isn't all that perfect when it comes to this, but it sure helped me be more intentional about growing a solid family. And these traits that we're talking about are really traits that I think can help change any family to become a more open, solid family and actually have their kids thrive, not only when they're younger, but also as they become parents themselves.
Well, practice the power of being there is the first principle, and affection, warmth, and encouragement, also discipline with consistency, very, very key. We come to ruthlessly eliminating stress. That's a tough one for me to even to say, let alone to think about, but we're just moving at breakneck speed.
We are, and you know, it's funny when you'd said that, because I was speaking at a conference in Oregon, and I said, ruthlessly eliminate stress. That's how I opened. I didn't say a joke. I just smiled. I didn't say hello. I just said, ruthlessly eliminate stress. Everybody starts writing
it down.
Yeah. Down. They were stressful and even writing it down. But you know, I think some stress can be positive, Roger, but I think the American family is way too stressful. I think it's way too chaotic. I think it's way too busy. And in that, I think it's really hurting the core of kids.
Well, we know that from when you see with the Homeward website, there are so many different resources that listeners take advantage of, and people who support us, our daily devotional, of course, our Good Advice Parent newsletter. The articles and tip sheets section, one of the most common, if not the most common, of course, as we talked about before, is how do you pass your faith on to your kids? Number two is actually you have a tip sheet called the Overload Exam. And I don't want to say it's most popular, but it's most commonly accessed, where people are saying, oh my goodness, how are we going to find out, you know, where is our stress level? Are we in crisis mode living?
Yeah, you know, and I actually didn't know that. You're giving me something new. You know, I know that's a popular one, but I didn't know it was so popular. But, you know, a lot of people would say, you know, I'm overloaded.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times I'll talk, whether it be marriage or family, just on how do you know you're too overloaded. Usually that people just say, I am. They don't have to take that exam. There is an exam on our website, I know. But the fact is that if people are overloaded, they need to make some decisions. And they're not always easy decisions, because it may mean, you know, cutting back, doing less. It may mean moving from a expensive lease payment to a less expensive lease payment, or whatever it is. But parents have to ruthlessly eliminate stress. Can't eliminate all stress. But frankly, if you're overloaded and life's too busy, then you're going to be overcommitted. You're going to be underconnected in your key relationships. And it's just not going to work. And we know this, but yet we keep living in what is called crisis mode living. So we're spinning the plate of God. We're spinning the plate of our marriage, our relationship with our kids, our job, and everything's taking over. And frankly, we're afraid that if we quit spinning something, it's going to crash, and it just might. But so we just keep living in this crisis mode. And really, the answer is cut back and do less. And I know that's not a popular thing to say, but you just can't keep living at 150 miles an hour and expect something not to crash.
Yeah.
And what's sad is that the speed kills statement means that sometimes the speed of and pace of life is killing our most important relationships. And we become vulnerable to sin. We become vulnerable to broken relationships. We've got to stop it. So ruthlessly eliminate stress is a great phrase, and easier said than done.
Yes. Well, I think about the visual that you give us in the book where you talk about a time when the family was together, having a little vacation time out in the Palm Desert area, and there was a spa that you were going to take advantage of. And just tell the story from there, because it's such a great word picture about how everything can seem like it's going great and it's going to provide you whatever you want, but then you turn off the switch a little bit and you see a totally different story.
Yeah, it's great. You're going to make me sound bad and selfish, but it really is true. I was really selfish on this one. We were staying at the chairman of our board has a place in Palm Desert, California, and they have a jacuzzi, and we were using it a lot when our kids were littler, not just the jacuzzi, but the place that they have in Palm Desert, a vacation home. And so we loved to sit in the jacuzzi, you know, as a family, and
sure.
We kind of sit and play whatever.
Yeah.
And this was one of those warm days in the desert, but also kind of a cooler night. And so, you know, I put on my trunks and I went out to the jacuzzi, turned on the little switch, and there I was. And I don't know what took my family, but it was like minutes and minutes and minutes. Finally, the jacuzzi turned off. I don't know what that was with my kids and with my girls, but they waited a long time to come in. So the jacuzzi turned off. And when I looked at the jacuzzi without the bubbles and without it stirring up, it was just a dirty jacuzzi. I mean, it was gross. Yeah. It had leaves and dirt, and it was like some animal had been in it. It was just gross. And so now I have a problem, because I can see my family starting to get ready to come out the door. And it was either push the button and let it stir up, they'd never know it, or take time to clean out the jacuzzi. And that was going to take some time.
Yeah.
So you know me. What do you think I did?
Flip the switch.
I flipped the switch, and we all sat in this gross stuff. I mean, it was kind of bad for me to even admit this.
Right.
But, you know, we do that with our life as well, because we're all stirring up. And so we don't have time to clean out whatever the issues are in our life. And we kind of don't want to. And so really, it's a perfect illustration of what happens when we are living too fast a pace of life. We all of a sudden let things go. We don't have the good conversations with our spouse or with our kids. We don't do what we know to be right. And so as long as we're going at such a fast pace, we don't feel it. And then finally, something just, you know, breaks. The jacuzzi breaks or whatever. Our life breaks. So really, what it's better to do is to stop, clean out our life, work through some of those issues, and we'll be a lot healthier, and then we won't have to be, you know, sitting in all the muck of our life.
Amen to that. Well, one of the ways that you and your wife, Kathy, eliminate stress, you talk about getting away. You had a 25th anniversary trip that you write about where it was just 10 days of nothing.
Right.
How nice is that?
I mean,
how important is it for couples, especially? Because we're talking about families, but mom and dad play a huge role in setting the tone here. When mom and dad say, we're going to take some time for us and with no set agenda other than just reconnecting.
Right. Well, I was telling you about our 25th, which has actually been a few years now.
Yeah.
We're getting older. But this was really a 10-day do-nothing type vacation. We went away, and it actually cost us money because we put our kids in camp during that time. So that was more expensive, I think, than our little trip. But what we found was with the long walks and the extended time of really not knowing what, I mean, bored.
Not having
a
schedule.
We were bored in a good way. You know, we would read and then we'd take naps. There was just a great amount of good time together. You know, it renewed our love for each other. It renewed our bodies. It renewed our spirit. We just found that to be a very, very good thing. And so what I'm saying to parents and is you may not be able to take a 10-day do-nothing vacation like we did for our 25th, but you know what? You can take a night away and you can figure out co-opting babysitting, whatever it may be. But if couples don't engage in that kind of a time of away where they can connect and kind of rekindle the romance, if you would, of their relationship. Mm-hmm. And families, if they don't take vacation because we're trying to make that buck and, you know, work, you know, we're not made for that. We're made to rest. We're made to slow it down. We're made to connect. We want to connect, and we tend to do it when we proactively go away. And so, you know, the illustration that I was telling you about in terms of my life, the 25th was just great for Kathy and myself. But again, that was extra special. But I'm challenging people to try to do something like that, because even some of the toughest marriages, if they get some time away, they'll remember why they were in love in the first place, and they'll remember why they even like each other, because they're so busy with a child-focused marriage that, you know, they just don't connect. So find times to connect. That's a biggie.
And isn't that always the case? When you think about those little moments where you didn't have anything planned other than we're going to go somewhere, those are the memories that the family takes with. I mean, the jacuzzi story, we took long naps and, you know, hung out. There's always something that comes up, whether it's husband and wife getting away or a family getting together. That's where it seems like the memories that you keep talking about year after year at Christmas and birthdays and things is, remember that time we went away and something weird happened?
When you do memories, oftentimes it's when you went away and had some kind of an experience like that. So make that happen. It doesn't have to be expensive. For our family, we camped, and that was not an expensive adventure. It then started costing us more because the girls, since I have all girls, didn't want to camp because they didn't want to, they wanted to have a blow dryer and they wanted warm showers.
And Starbucks.
And
sure.
A better, Starbucks definitely, and better bathrooms and all this. But for a while, it was pretty cheap. And you know what? Those are the things that they almost, even with our kids at their ages, they're looking back at those as the good old days.
Boy, that nostalgia is really popular with kids in their 20s right now. And you want them to be able to look back onto things that are very, very, you know, meaningful to them. And it sounds like your girls have those good memories. I know my kids do as well. And that's what we as parents want to provide for our kids, isn't it? Is that foundation so they have something to look back on, to stand on, and then take flight and actually move into the adult years. Today on the Homeward Broadcast, you're listening to parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns talk about what we consider to be the Homeward Guide to Parenting. These are principles that you'll find in his book, 10 Building Blocks for a Solid Family. It's available, as all of Jim's books are. It's available in our online resource center at homeward.com. If you'd like to purchase one of the books or just kind of browse through the selection there, you'll find everything that Jim has ever written at homeward.com.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
All right, sweetie. Dinner's in the microwave, and I shouldn't be too late.
Do you really have to work tonight, Mom?
If I want to hit my sales goal for the month, yes.
But you're always at work. Mom, I wish you could just quit.
Well, it's not that simple, Heather.
Why not?
Because if I don't work, then we lose my income, which means a smaller house for our family, and no more vacations in Hawaii every year, and don't get me started about college and a new car for you. Are you ready to make that kind of sacrifice?
Too many of us as parents are knocking ourselves out with work schedules designed to keep our kids stocked with the best of everything. Well, families are overcommitted today and underconnected, and the dizzying work schedules we keep are a big part of the problem. Here's my advice. Quit working so hard. For a free copy of my tip sheet called 6 Principles for Teaching Your Children the Value of Simple Living, go to homeward.com.
The Homeward Guide to Parenting, our theme today here on the Homeward Broadcast with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh, Jim, the author of several helpful books on parenting and family issues, and the new one is called 10 Building Blocks for a Solid Family, The Homeward Guide to Parenting, and we're walking through just a few of those blocks. Of course, if you'd like to learn more about the book, visit us online at homeward.com, and all of Jim's books are available there or at your favorite Christian bookstore, and it's fun to go on Amazon and see that Jim Burns section keep getting bigger and bigger and more really. You've been more prolific in the last 5 years than just about any time in your, I mean, it seems like you're just writing like crazy all the time.
You know, Roger, what happens is I only write when I have things in my heart.
Yeah.
And sometimes people write for the money and whatnot. I only write if there's content and there's something I must get out. And I've just had a lot of stuff that I've been kind of thinking about and writing. So I am really right now in the writing mode, and it's taken a lot out of me, but I've loved it. And I actually love this project. This project, 10 Building Blocks to a Solid Family, is really an updated version. And I loved actually updating it. Mm-hmm. And it really is a book that is a powerful book. It's partly my message on parenting over and over again. I have used a lot of the material in this to encourage parents. Mm-hmm. And I hope this new edition will encourage parents as well.
Communication is key. That's one of the principles. And you wrote in the book, one of the primary problems of any dysfunctional family is a lack of quality communication. Communication is behavior. It's an action word. It never stops. Talk about being intentional with improving the quality of communication.
Well, you know, we get lazy and we don't communicate, or maybe we were raised in a family where there wasn't good communication. I would say most parents would say to me, I don't communicate perfectly, and I definitely came from a family that didn't communicate. And so with that in mind, it means we probably don't communicate to our kids as effectively. We have to be proactive. I oftentimes say to parents, this is the one area that you could probably get some work from. Read books on it, maybe talk to a counselor about it, talk to your pastor. But truly, develop a lifestyle of good communication. Make it a part of your life, because a lot of times kids will say to us, we don't feel like our parents really understand us or communicate with us. When the parents are trying, but you know, maybe they don't know how to do it. So that particular chapter, Communication is a Key, is a real practical chapter of trying to help parents keep the communication lines open, keep the kids' spirit open so that good dialogue can take place. You know, kids learn best when they talk, not just when we talk. And we tend to want to lecture and tell them that they're doing wrong. And most of the time we're right on that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work. So we want them to learn for themselves, keep the communication, show them the love languages that really minister to them. And I think we'll do a lot better.
Well, you say it, communication is more about the interaction than the outcome.
It really is. And I have found many times that I can't get through to my kids. I actually had this with one of my children yesterday. It wasn't happening. And so I called her up and said, hey, do you happen to have lunch? Because I had a lunch opportunity. And we had lunch together. And all the stuff that I was really hoping to get out, we talked about at lunch. She actually talked about.
Interesting.
And I'd been trying for about a week and a half to make inroads to the conversation. And then, you know, over, you know, the something like a lunch, it happened.
Well, that's encouraging for those of us who have younger kids, because we know that as they get older, you've invested that time. You and Kathy have made those deposits, and every now and again, you don't even have to make a withdrawal. It just kind of shows up and says, here, let's talk about
this. You're right. Sometimes you have to take a withdrawal, but the more deposits you make into their life, the better.
That's great. A big stumbling block to family life is for married couples, especially when the marriage is kind of on the rocks. It's under attack. And you, one of your building blocks is love your spouse.
Yeah. You know, it was fascinating, Roger, when we're looking at solid families. Really good family life can happen with single parents. And I do not want to put down a single parent, because I happen to think that single parents do a great job. A lot of them do. But one of the securities and traits of a healthy family, a solid family, is that there's a good marriage. And the scripture that comes to my mind is that scripture, and I've quoted this on the Homeward broadcast lots of times, but it says, the man or the woman of integrity walks securely. And I think that if you have a marriage of integrity, integrity doesn't mean perfect. It means being authentic, open. They see you working through issues. They see you working on your marriage. Well, it'll actually bring security to them as well. So I think as a start, that might have been the first time I ever wrote on marriage, and now I'm writing books on marriage. Mm-hmm. But I'm doing that because I think a good, healthy marriage will help a family life like almost nothing else. And so it really is a trait of healthy families.
I love this quote that you include in that chapter. Kids would rather have parents who like each other than learn how to play one more musical instrument or score another goal in soccer. Find a rhythm for your family that works for everyone, including you and your spouse, because that's healthy for a marriage.
Yeah, it is. You know, way too many marriages are child-focused today. And I understand that it takes a lot of time and energy to raise children. But the marriages where there's intentionality within their own relationship, that's going to give that stability to the kids. And you know what? Frankly, that is true. We try to do too much for our kids. My goodness, yeah. Our kids don't need the best of everything. What they do need is they do need to see that their mom and dad are working on a relationship. If not, then they're not going to have the ability to easily pick that up when they become adults. Can they? Sure, they do. You know, my parents, I wouldn't say, had the model marriage. And after Kathy and I became Christians, that it helped us so much. I know other people who were raised with a single parent or whatever, or raised in a pretty tough home. They still can make it, but they've got to learn those principles outside of it rather than from home. How much easier to see it from home?
Stewardship, money, possessions, finances, that's another building block that often becomes a stumbling block here, especially here in the U.S. Talk about why you say the best things in life are not things.
Well, you know, it's fascinating because this one surprised me. I didn't know that would be in the top 10 of traits of healthy families. And it's not about how much money you have. It's how you handle your stewardship.
Yeah.
And a lot of people come across, at least their kids think this, that the best things in life are things.
Yeah.
When in fact, that's not it. It's different priorities. So families who have a stewardship, families who are not in debt, families who are not making unwise decisions, families who delay the gratification, those are families that seem to be healthier than the ones that are just over their heads with debt, struggling like crazy, spending wildly and whatnot. It's not easy. I'm not saying to anybody it's easy, especially in this economy, but they've got to be a steward. So what I say to people is figure out how you can give 10%, save 10%, and then live on 80%. And I'm amazed that people can live on 80% if they make a really small amount. They can live on 80% obviously if they make a really large amount. But I don't find that if people even have a lot of money, I don't find sometimes healthy values with their finances there either.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's making the decision to live within your means being a stewardship of God's money. It's, after all, it's his money anyway.
Right.
And in doing that, it really does teach your kids some amazing lessons. And again, we do enough finance shows here where we'll interview some of the experts that, you know, what they're saying is, look, if you've blown it, there's still hope. Get out of that process. Get some help, even if it takes you 2 or 3, 5 years down the road. It'll benefit your kids in big ways.
The final piece in the puzzle for the 10th building block, if you will, certainly not the least important, but it's definitely, I look at it more like a capstone. It's energizing your family's spiritual growth. And talk about how even a weekly faith conversation, for example, I know you've written, you and Kathy have written a devotional book called Closer that is designed to address the fact that so many of us couples look at that and say, wow. Do we have to do devotions together every day? You know, how does that work out? But talk about mom and dad being intentional.
Well, actually, families that have spiritual growth experiences as a family, they tend to thrive. You know, mm-hmm. one of the things that I'm most concerned about as a person who has a youth ministry background is about 80% of kids, when they graduate from high school, don't go to church the next year.
Yeah.
Horrible. And I just go, oh, I hate this. But what does happen is if there are faith conversations at home, if there are faith conversations between the couples, then there is a 300% better chance that the kids will stay in the church. Mm. So that's when parents are proactive. You know, youth ministry is wonderful in the church. Children ministry is great in the church. College ministry. But you know what? It's not the primary place. The primary place is still the home.
Yes.
And there's a biblical foundation for that and says that the home is where we take the lead. And way too many parents have not done their job, and they want to energize their kids' spiritual life. And they don't have to be perfect. And there can still be bumps in the road, and there can be anger and things like that. But you know what? They're going to have to figure it out that they take the lead. And if parents would do that, then I think families would thrive in so many ways. And so we must understand that energized spiritual life in a family really is the capstone to what we're talking about here.
Well, it's been a great conversation. It's flown by way too quickly. Of course, if anyone wants to drill down further on all of the 10 building blocks, we highly recommend, of course, Dr. Jim Burns' brand new book. It's called 10 Building Blocks for a Solid Family, The Homeward Guide to Parenting. And Jim, take the final moments of our time together here, because we're just about out of time for the day, and respond to the quote that you include in that book. I disagree with the parenting specialists who say that if you can't give kids quantity time, give them quality time. I think your kids deserve both.
Well, I think kids do deserve quality and quantity time. And I find that sometimes in the quantity of time where you're just hanging out with your kids, maybe you're playing catch or you're practicing with them as they play the piano or whatever it might be, I find that in some of those times it's the spontaneous conversations that mean so much. And so quality time, absolutely, you know, go after it. But sometimes they need quantity time too. And we who are busy will oftentimes say, well, I don't have enough time to just have quantity, so I'll just do quality. And I think that's a cop-out. I think they need and deserve both. If we're going to make babies, then it's our primary function in life is to love God and then love our primary relationships. And by doing that, I think it takes quality and quantity. So good quote. I didn't realize I said it, but I believe it.
When you are as prolific as Dr. Jim Burns, sometimes even your own greatness escapes you from time to time. So it's my job to make sure that we keep that in the forefront, Jim. And that concludes today's edition of the Homeward Broadcast. We have been talking about the Homeward Guide to Parenting, principles you'll find in Jim's book called The 10 Building Blocks for a Solid Family. And if you are looking for just kind of a launching point, if you're trying to regroup your family a little bit or do some fine tuning and make sure that you're getting it right, these are principles that will help you. They have served families well for more than a decade. This is the newest and updated version of these principles. And if you can drop us a line, actually, is the best way to get in touch with us. Go to homeward.com. You can find this book in our online resource center. It's also available wherever Christian books are sold. Again, it's The 10 Building Blocks for a Solid Family by Dr. Jim Burns. And of course, if you do make the purchase through our online resource center, a portion of the proceeds does go to actually support the ministry of Homeward, which we're very grateful if you do support us that way. Now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.